streets of Southgate, London to the top of the charts, this young artist dominated the early 2000s jazz scene, blending together genres such as soul or R&B. She weaved a portrait of a fearless young woman in an unforgiving industry. However, she unfortunately passed away at the young age of 27. Allow me to walk you through the life and accomplishments of Miss Amy Winehouse. I will be covering Amy's beginnings, her experiences as a songwriter, hardships she went through, and finally, the end of her life. For WGLZ 91.5 FM, I'm Anna Dean, and this is an artist spotlight on singer-songwriter Amy Winehouse. Meet you downstairs in the bar and her, your rolled up sleeves in your skull t-shirt. Most people know of her big hits like Back to Black or Valerie, but many don't know about Amy's beginnings. Raised in a Jewish family filled with many jazz musicians, her roots in the genre started early. Amy loved music and started learning guitar at a young age. In a 2004 interview done after a show at Wembley Stadium, Amy speaks about the excitement of buying her first guitar.
So, yeah, I went to Bond Street. I went to Chapels in Bond Street, and I'd seen, it was a Fender, actually. It was an acoustic Fender. I can't remember what it was, but it was, you know, it wasn't an amazing guitar. It was a good starting point guitar, you know, and I just played every day.
For many young artists, learning an instrument can be a catalyst for writing music. The same can be said for Amy. She began writing her own songs at age 14, and after dropping out of school at age 16, Amy sought work as an entertainment journalist. She also sang for the National Youth Jazz Orchestra, who provided her the opportunity to record a demo. After signing with Island Records, her debut album, Frank, was released in late 2003. Produced by Salaam Remy, the album contained elements of jazz, R&B, soul, and hip-hop. This debut album would lay the roots for Amy to become a popular name in the industry. Amy worked with Salaam Remy frequently during her career, and the two became close friends. In a 2021 interview with Apple Music, reporter Zane Lowe speaks to Salaam and another collaborator, Mark Ronson, about their relationships with Amy. Salaam shares insight about his involvement in the production of Frank.
I think that I didn't know at the time exactly, you know, that it was going to be what it was. But I felt like I knew when I met her at 18, the phrase I would always say to everyone, if this is what she's doing at 18, what's she going to be able to do at 25?
After Frank was released, Amy began to experience major success. The album reached platinum-level sales and the top of the UK album charts during its promotion. And when Frank debuted in the US, the album shot up to number 61 on the Billboard 200 list. For Amy's second album, Back to Black, DJ, producer, and songwriter Mark Ronson teamed up with Salaam to help out with production. Amy was open about her creative process. While appearing surly and unbothered in most interviews, she showcased real vulnerability through her songs. This clip from a 2004 interview with Ong Harad Williams of M2F magazine shows Amy's honesty in singing what she felt.
Your songs are quite frank, you know, the lyrics, they're quite hardcore. You know, is your music how you vent your stress from your life?
Yeah, probably. Definitely, actually. You know, there's things you can say in song that you wouldn't necessarily always say in real life because they're a bit too harsh or whatever.
This honest attitude makes an appearance in quite a few of her songs. Within the lyrics of songs like Amy, 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 or What Is It About Men, Amy explored her vulnerable side while quipping about her troubles. But, like any writer, she could struggle with the right words. Later on, during her 2004 interview with Ong Harad Williams, she opened up about the stress of writing.
I mean, I wrote a whole album. None of it's been easy. None of it comes like that, you know.
Despite experiencing writer's block, Amy tried to keep up a good face. However, during the writing process of Back to Black, problems from her personal life began to clash with her career. This would mark the beginning of the end. Welcome back to an artist spotlight on Amy Winehouse. I'm Anna Dean, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. Earlier, I spoke about Amy's beginnings in the industry, her debut album Frank, and her songwriting. Now, let's continue through the topics of Back to Black, Grammy wins, tours, struggles with addiction, and finally, Amy's legacy. Writing Back to Black was a harder process for Amy. She was dealing with marital issues with new husband Blake Fielder Civil and coped through the outlet of substance use. Amy's management team grew worried, so they checked her in for a short stay at a rehabilitation center. This led to a response in song form, with Amy's single Rehab becoming a hit from the upcoming album. During a 2007 interview with CNN, Amy speaks about her feelings on the matter.
And I was drinking a lot, not anything terrible. I was just trying to forget about the fact that I had finished this relationship. And my management at the time thought I was, I wasn't working, so I didn't see them a lot. They just kind of stepped in and thought they were being the good guys by just stepping in and strong-arming me into a rehabilitation center.
While she downplayed the seriousness of the situation, it was not a light topic. Further channeling her inner emotions, Amy penned the titular single of Back to Black. Amy pushed herself to truly feel the lyrics during recording. In a clip from the 2015 documentary Amy, the singer is shown in the studio with Mark Ronson during recording.
When I started writing the first song about Blake, the other songs just wrote themselves. I really was on a roll because I had these feelings, I had these words floating around in me.
Once the album was released, it propelled Amy to new heights. Back to Black was up for 6 Grammys in 2008 and won 5 out of the 6 nominations. It was a big win as Amy was recovering from a canceled American tour leg, another stay at a rehab center, and had been scrutinized in the media. With her acceptance speech for the 50th Grammys in 2008, she thanks her supporters.
To Mark Ronson and Salama Remy, to my mum and dad. For my Blake. My Blake incarcerated. And for London, this is for London, because Camden Town ain't burning down.
The joyful speech came after an onslaught of struggles for Amy. She was unable to attend the award ceremony in person, but celebrated remotely with her band and family. Her husband, Blake, was in jail at the time, and she was declined a U.S. visa due to a failed drug test. The highly anticipated second half of the American leg for Amy's Back to Black tour had been canceled due to a variety of reasons. It was heartbreaking for the young singer who longed to perform. With his shame, oh shame. When Amy first entered the industry, she was very excited about live performances. Playing gigs were a highlight of her career. In a 2004 interview for Tea in the Park, Amy talks about her dedication to playing live.
I just like to work hard. I like gigs. If that makes me success to me is being able to play a gig every single night.
Yeah.
If that's ambitious, then cool.
However, although her excitement was tenacious, the dream was short-lived. Amy showed up to multiple shows in America in a state of disarray. The Back to Black tour concluded after only a few concerts. Over the next few years, she would perform at mostly European locations. And during her 2011 comeback tour, things went sour. Amy canceled any remaining performances, not knowing they would have been her last. We only said goodbye. Winehouse died on July 23, 2011. She was 27 years old. She passed away due to alcohol poisoning, despite multiple efforts to get clean since 2008. Amy was alone when she passed, but her supporters gathered around her in death. Tyler James, Amy's best friend through life, tried to support her during her battle with addiction, but unfortunately, dealing with an addiction himself, he was unable to be very influential. In an interview with The Morning Show in 2021, Tyler revealed Amy's efforts to remain clean.
She wanted to be sober. She wanted to be sober, and she was, in my eyes at the time, just about to crack it. No, I didn't, for the life of me, expect that to happen, you know.
Just months after her passing, a single recorded by Amy and artist Tony Bennett was released. The single was called Body and Soul. Amy's album briefly rose again to the top of the charts. Fans, friends, and family mourned the loss of the talented young artist. Although ridiculed by the media during life, her legacy continues on. A biopic entitled Back to Black, starring Marisa Abella, is in the works to document the earlier part of Amy's career. Amy may not be here now, but she lives on through her work and the love she spread. Thank you for listening to this Artist Spotlight feature on Amy Winehouse. Over the course of this spotlight, I discussed Amy's start in the industry, her talent in songwriting, her battle with alcoholism and addiction, and the end of her life. Once again, my name is Anna Dean, and you're listening to WGLZ Radio on 91.5 FM.